So how does this floating restaurant in Hong Kong?
Oh yeah.
I mean, this giant 260-foot jumbo floating restaurant, iconic, capsize, and there's absolutely no video.
Yeah, they don't have a picture. Yeah, someone had to be towing it.
Somebody had to be.
Yeah, right.
How does nobody capture video of this thing capsizing? You gotta be kidding me. That thing would have gone viral.
You'd think.
Well, if I get these still shots of it.
You do have a still shot of it.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Big deal. It's a still shot.
Right. I mean, you want to see it. You want to see it flip. Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's not often that you get a 260-foot floating iconic restaurant capsizing. But there's no video. Of course, it did happen in the South China Sea. Perhaps there was... I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Anyway.
The censorship?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they, I don't know.
They won't release it?
Really, a restaurant? That's like national security?
Who knows? Hey, in China?
You never know.
Yeah, I guess.
You
never know. Yeah.
No one was injured, so this is why we can kind of have a little fun with it.
Okay.
But anyway, unless a listener has video, please let me know. I just thought it would be bizarrely fun to see.
Right.
All right, so the story here says, there are worries over a mustard shortage. Really?
Now mustard.
Now mustard.
Remember last week we had the sriracha shortage?
Yeah.
Yeah. It says here, it's a result of especially poor production years. Canada, the second largest mustard seed producer in the world. I did not know that. Mm. Our friends in Canada, the second largest mustard seed producer in the world. Yields fell 28% in the most recent growing season due to droughts.
Oh.
In France, the harvest dipped 50% last year due to unfavorable growing conditions.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so one of the producers in France says he hasn't seen conditions this bad for 25 years. Also says the war between Russia and Ukraine is contributing because of supply and chains and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, it does say here in this story, U.S. customers will still likely to be able to buy mustard. It's just going to be more expensive.
Maybe have switched to ketchup.
We should be used to that.
And benefit Heinz. Oh, no, that's John Kerry's. Don't want to go there.
No. I don't think they have any kind of real business with that anymore.
You need ketchup. It can't be. That's not a mustard substitute.
No, not at all. You have to have mustard.
Yeah. You have to have mustard like that. Yeah. The increase in price is not just because of the product itself, but also because there are higher costs for transportation, for jars, labeling, lids, everything that is increasing prices all adds up. So it doesn't say we're not going to be able to find it, but it does say it's going to cost more. But a mustard shortage.
So wait, this means everybody's a grave poupon, they'd be in jeopardy?
You know, it also just says here, doesn't get into the specialty brands. That's a good question for you, too. That's a very
I'm
good old, question.
I'm simple. I like just like my Heinz
just
mustard.
Just
so
the yellow mustard,
that's all
right?
I need.
Slap it on the hot dog, hamburger, whatever, and be done with it.
That's right. Okay, there you go.
I'm with you there.
Well, use it conservatively.
Yeah.
I'm still getting over the fact that Canada is the second largest mustard seed producer in the world.
Yeah, some of the things you hear.
I had no clue. Well, stay tuned. We'll see if that indeed is the case as the summer goes along, as we're just starting summer this today.
I don't recall hearing about droughts in Canada. If they did have them, they sure didn't get a lot of coverage.
Well, and it does say the most recent growing season, so they're actually going through last year, through 2021.
Since we're into this year's growing.
And come to think of it, you know. Well, you know, because our friends in Canada, they're so very friendly. They don't complain about things like this.
Maybe.
Whatever happens, happens in Canada. Right. You know, they're just very nice.
Except when it comes to their hockey.
No, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or if you're trying to get into the country and out of the country.
Yeah, true. Yes.
Remember, they had some pretty stringent... I'm trying to remember what they still have in place.
Yeah.
It's loosened up, though.
Yeah, it's loosened up from where it was, right. I think you still have to use, like an app, though, to get in, you know, to make sure that you can prove that you're negative,
I think.
I had some friends just go through Canada recently, within just the last month or so. I think they still have to do that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Could be.
But other than that, yeah.
I haven't crossed the border in years.
Yes.
Haven't had a need to in years.
Right.
Nothing personal.
I'm sorry. I'm just still freaking out that I might not have mustard.
Yes,
so,
well, again.
Can't have peanut butter.
You can have
mustard.
But you,
I don't know what to do.
Might have to pay for it. I think the next time I go to Canada is when the Gordie Howe Bridge is completed.
Oh, there you go.
I'll go across the Gordie Howe Bridge.